Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. We dearly appreciate your participation in our work and following the pathway of A Course in Miracles. I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you here.
So happy to be here.
Yeah, so happy that you are. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 86. Before we begin, let's start with an attunement and join together in consciousness.
So taking a nice deep breath and centering in this now moment. Allow these words to be the words of the higher self, attuning you to its magnificence as you, as Christ. In perfect safety, I release all tension. As Christ in perfect safety, I dissolve my mind into the perfect peace of the mind of God. I accept the love of God. I accept the love of God. I accept the love of God. And I invite Spirit, Holy and Divine, to guide us and teach us as we consider today's lesson. And pausing for one more moment for a silent inner tryst with Spirit before we begin. Today we are on Lesson 86 and we are reviewing the following ideas for today. Lesson 71, only God's plan for salvation will work. It is senseless for me to search wildly about for salvation. I have seen it in many people and in many things, but when I reached for it, it was not there. I was mistaken about where it is. I was mistaken about what it is. I will undertake no more idle seeking. Only God's plan for salvation will work, and I will rejoice because God's plan can never fail. These are some suggested forms for applying this idea specifically. God's plan for salvation will save me from my perception of this. This is no exception in God's plan for my salvation. Let me perceive this only in the light of God's plan for salvation. Only God's plan for salvation will work.
In 72, holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. Holding grievances is an attempt to prove that God's plan for salvation will not work, yet only His plan will work. By holding grievances, I'm therefore excluding my only hope of salvation from my awareness. I would no longer defeat my own best interest in this insane way. I would accept God's plan for salvation and be happy. Specific applications of this idea might be in these forms. I am choosing between misperception and salvation as I look on this. If I see grounds for grievances in this, I will not see the grounds for my salvation. This calls for salvation, not attack. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. Only God's plan for salvation will work. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we continue our conversation this morning. Well, I can certainly am willing to admit that I have been searching wildly for salvation in my lifetime. Everywhere and every when in my life, in this life. And I believe in many past lives, you know, reincarnated lives. That is just a game of chance. I keep playing it thinking that I can win it. Keep coming here to this dimension with the purpose of remembering myself, but beginning distracted by everything but that. First, I was distracted by just surviving, I think, when my family was young, when I was young in my family, I should say. And then high school and the first years that really began to be my adult life, just trying to figure out how to win the game, how to play the game of chance. And it seemed like I settled into that game for several decades before I felt like, oh, I'm winning, you know, I'm finally winning. And then it literally took the experience of almost a complete crash of that winning, you know, winning the game that I don't want to say stumbled upon, because I think I attracted, you know, the Course in Miracles into my life from the work that I had done before that. I wanted to learn the truth. And that became my first mantra, you know, what's the truth? And, and then Buddhism came into my life. And then from there, learning to be present and learning to, and beginning to accept that maybe, you know, enlightenment was possible at some time, but certainly not in this life, you know, but it was possible if you worked hard enough and did the right things and looked in the right direction and followed the right practices. And it was just full of requirements, you know, that seemed almost as impossible as making it in the world, you know. And eventually, because I accepted the idea of reincarnation, I started asking to, you know, if it's possible, if that's true, that we're being reincarnated, then how do I get off the planet? And not long after that is when A Course in Miracles came into my experience. And channeled work was also another stumbling block for me to accept that, you know, that Jesus could be talking to us and the spirit could be communicating to us from beyond the veil, or that we were just isolated, you know, which is what I had thought my whole life. You know, we're here, they're there, and the only way to get there is to die, you know. And so that shift really began to take place when I took on the work of A Course in Miracles. And it began to change my perception. I began to have experiences that validated and confirmed that I was beginning to understand the teaching. And then looking for other teachers along the way that could help elucidate the teaching of A Course in Miracles, it ended up really taking me back to Jesus, channeling again through others to help us understand, and certainly to help me understand A Course in Miracles in the way that I do now. And now, from his help through those mediums, I feel like when I read A Course in Miracles, when I read the Bible, when I read almost any spiritual teaching, I can see the truth there in a new way, in a new language, seeing it in a new way. And so this lesson about holding grievances is really about letting go of the grievances I have today about myself. You know, where have I failed? And I still feel, you know, from time to time that I, when I look at my life today, that you know, I've made decisions here and there that pile up, and I could have done better, et cetera, et cetera. And I know now that those are just ego thoughts, the ego just trying to maintain some semblance of control, but the ego's control is, it does waver and falter and diminish, and eventually there is salvation. Eventually there is letting go and turning to Spirit and being joined in union and relationship with Spirit. And A Course in Miracles, and going through this work again and yet again and yet again, is supportive of the commitment, because I feel like I have to be as committed to this work as the ego is committed to keeping me distracted from it. And the ego is very committed, you know, by using the body, by using the world, you know, the economy, relationships, everything, health, all of those things to keep me distracted. And I do find solace and peace. And I hope that everyone that can find the Course in Miracles can begin to find that for themselves as well, that eventually there is peace in this work. And it's available to us through persistence and devotion to this, to this teaching. Only God's plan for salvation will work. So today, I'll try not to hold any grievances against myself, because that's an attack on God's plan for salvation for me.
Wow, what a beautiful sharing, beloved T. Thank you for sharing so openly and authentically from your heart space there. I so treasure your sharing, your heart. Thank you. And I just pause because I'm like, is there anything more to say? It just seems like a perfect sharing, and I don't want to add something, you know, other than I love the idea of being so committed to this, so vigilant to this, as I have been in the past, to the ego distractions. And I think that that's just key, that we get to the point, like I am getting to this point where the only relationship of value is my relationship with God. And that's not to the exclusion of you as my beloved husband. That's the way it truly encompasses you in our holy relationship, and then all of our friends who are listening, and you know, everything that we be and do comes from that, and it's blessed. This is what you have taught as the hemming in, which, who wants to be hemmed in as you go forward? Or the ego's like, no, no. But isn't it true that children and adolescents and even adults, we want to know, you know, the way. And if we want to know the way, there are guides on each side of the pathway to kind of direct us and guide us. And some might call them boundaries, but it's guidance that is showing us the way. And it's so benevolent. And it's saying, you know, only God's plan for salvation will work. You are perfectly free to explore all these others. You have that freedom. But beloved, here's the way. Here's the way to infinite freedom. Here's the way to happiness. And the price of admission is giving up those grievances, which don't serve us and keep us stuck in hell. And so how beautiful it is. And I look down at the book and it says, holding a grievance is an attack on God's plan for salvation. And it sounds like so jolting, but we have to see it for what it is. And it only hurts ourselves. It only hurts ourselves. And so how beautiful this conversation is. And so I'm just going to, is there anything you want to say or add? I'm just going to turn within to prayer. And so how grateful I am for this opportunity to come together in this holy instant, this holy conversation, to know that God is, Spirit is, love is fully present right here, right now, guiding and directing the way. And that this way is clear and it's so very simple and it leads to happiness, to joyfulness, to infinite freedom, to heaven here. And it requires no death, no suffering, and is completely devoid of any fear or fearfulness of sin. How grateful I am to remember that love created me just like itself, and that I therefore am love. Loving, lovable now and forevermore. And in this divine recognition of my identity, I release all of these grievances, about self. For these grievances hide the truth of who I am, what I am, and how I serve in the glory and the beauty of heaven that is right before us. Our forgiveness is the ticket and the invitation for the miracle to wash over us, that shift of perception that tells us we are home. Salvation is at hand, and it is simply the arriving at the realization that we are home now in the heart and mind of love. And so I bless us each this day to go forth and multiply this bliss consciousness, to be the givers of love, the teachers of light, and to continuously court the presence of Spirit, holy and divine, within our own being, guiding us joyously as we walk with one another, arm in arm, in heaven this day. I am grateful it is done. I release this word, and so it is. Amen.
Amen. And so it is. Only God's plan for salvation will work. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan. Stay the course, mighty companion. You are dearly loved, and so it is.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send